Wait, are you talking to me? What do you want? Oh, that dumb project they were going on about in class? Yeah, I'm not doing all that. Wait, we're supposed to be partners for it, right? Well, I'll leave it to you then. Have fun later. Excuse me? What makes you think you can talk to me that way? Look, just shut up for a second, okay? Shut up. I'll tell you why I'm not worried about it. Because no matter what happens, I know I'm getting an A. So do the project, don't do the project, do whatever you want, so long as this conversation ends faster. I know I'll be fine either way. Wow, rude. I'll have you know that I have straight A's in this class. In all my classes, actually. I'm a model student, really. You're right. I do just sit in the back texting every lecture. I'm not exactly trying to hide it. And yet, perfect 4.0 GPA. Maybe you're not trying hard enough. Now, can I please go? Oh, hell no. Where do you get off calling me a bitch? A nobody loser like you talking to me like that? You're lucky I'm even breathing in your fucking direction. I'm easily the hottest girl in this school. Everyone else practically worships me, even the professors. They all know their place. But you, what makes you think you have the right? You don't get the hype. Do your eyes work properly? I'm fucking gorgeous. What more do you need? So, you want to know why I get special treatment from all the professors? Do you really need an explanation? Just look at me. Jesus, fine. If it gets you to shut up, I'll tell you. To put it simply, I mesmerized all my professors into my obedient drones. It doesn't matter what their preferences were before. Once I set my sights on someone, it's impossible for them to resist me. And after I've gotten to them even one time, they're basically putty in my hands. They wouldn't dream of disobeying me or doing anything to upset me. That's how I keep my grades up. Sure, go ahead and laugh. You don't think I can do it? Well, maybe if I go into more detail, it would convince you. All right, fine. It starts on the first day of class. I'll wear something fun and skimpy. Usually a short skirt that shows off my long, smooth legs and plump thighs. I'll make it a point to sit right in the front so they can get an eyeful. I'll pay close attention, leaning forward at my desk and giving them just a glimpse of cleavage. And when they ask a question, I'll raise my hand to answer. And at this point, they've already been sneaking glances at my huge pillowy tits. So I'll make sure they jiggle a bit as my hand goes up like this. They'll call on me, of course. As I answer, I'll meet their gaze with my wide, piercing eyes and watch as they get lost looking into them. I'll leave the hint of a pout on my full pink lips as they finish speaking, and I'll make sure their eyes linger on them, their mind wondering what it would feel like to kiss them. By then, I'll already know I've already won. At some point, I'll accidentally drop my pencil. And I'll have no choice but to get out of my seat and bend over to pick it up. I'll give him a nice long look at my round juicy ass. My skirt leaving nothing to the imagination. They'll do their best to avert their eyes, but they won't be able to help themselves. And after class, I'll stay behind to ask them something. They'll have trouble keeping it together while we talk, unable to stop their eyes from wandering and drinking in every inch of my perfect body. Their fate is pretty much sealed. I'll reach over slowly and creep my hand down their pants. And they'll be too flustered and horny to protest. I'll let them look wherever they want as I pleasure them. Until they explode into blissful subservience for me. Well, that's how it goes for the lucky ones. For a lot of them, I don't even have to touch them. A few sweet whispers is all it takes and they're mine. Just like that. But yeah, that's basically the method. And it doesn't only work on professors. As a matter of fact, there isn't a single person who's given me shit that I haven't been able to win over this way. Including you. I can tell from the look in your eyes that you're already completely under my spell, aren't you? I can't believe how easy that was. I guess a sad little virgin like you didn't have much chance against a fucking goddess like me. No. Say you're sorry for all that shit before. Hey, hey, look at me. Look into my eyes. Say you're sorry. Good loser. It looks like you can be taught after all. Oh. No, go on, take it out. I want to see what we're working with here. Seriously? There's no one around right now. They're all in class. You know what? Fine. I think there's a janitor's closet right around here anyway. Come on, follow me. There. Is this okay for you, Joglodyte? Okay, now take it out before I get irritated. Ooh. Oh, wow. I didn't expect it to be so... Shut up. I wasn't going to say big. From now on, only speak when spoken to. Damn. Seems like you've still got some fight left in you. Well, not for long. Man, you were already diamond hard before I even started touching you. Face it, nerd. Even if you think I'm a total bitch, you aren't immune to my charms. Not by a long shot. Getting degraded and humiliated by a hot brat like me is probably a fantasy come true for you. Oh, now I'm jerking you off. Jeez, how fucking lucky are you? Okay, I'll admit it. I like the way your cock feels in my hand. These cute little twitches. This is your first time being touched by a girl, right? Either way, it's adorable. But don't forget for a second who's in charge here. I'm still gonna make you my mindfuck toy by the end of this. And don't you dare come yet. Alright, we gotta take a break, because I can tell you're about to burst already. God, you're pathetic. With a bit of training, though, I think you might just be a keeper. A cock like this, and no prior experience. I could, like, mold you into whatever I want. Sounds fun, right? Gotta test it more before I fully decide. Oh, I'm still in control. I just decided that it would help the brainwashing if I put your cock in my mouth for a bit. Now shut it. Tastes pretty good. So back down. Hey, I told you not yet, but you're getting close. Hold it in until I say. That's an order. That's a good boy. It's important. You know your place. Okay. I better stop. It's sad how close you came to nutting just from that. But I gotta say, I think I really am going to keep you. You should feel honored. Your dream girl has decided you're worthy enough for this. Well, what are you waiting for? Get over here and press me up against the wall and... Oh my fucking God. Who knew an ugly loner like you could fuck this good? Yeah, I'm keeping you for sure. Actually, how would you... Oh, feel about becoming my personal fuck toy. You'd be at my beck and call. Servicing me whenever I need it. Imagine after stressful day of class. You'd hear my fingers snap and drop into drone mud. You'd feel nothing but mindless, empty-headed pleasure. So used to you however I pleased. So sounds good, right? Who the fuck am I kidding? Of course it does. Yeah, right there, baby. It's okay. You can get rough. It's been a good while since I've had a good fuck like this. Come on. Pull me hair. Thrust harder. That's it. Good boy, good boy. Oh, yes. I can feel you tightening up. You did such a good job holding it in for this long. I know it must have been a struggle, but you can let it go now. Go on. Come on. Come inside me. Come on. Come on, nerd. Come inside me. Fuck. Please. I need it. Fuck, oh god. Fuck. Oh my. I'm never letting you go. After that, like, how could I? Who would have thought that a geek like you had a talent for this? Good thing I got to you before someone else did. Now, put your clothes back on and listen. From now on, you're gonna be a perfect little minion for me like everyone else. I want you on your best behavior whenever I'm around. No more being rude to me or complaining when I slack off. Your grades are pretty good, right? In that case, I'll give you the privilege of doing all my homework whenever I call you. You should feel grateful that you get to be useful to me. After all, should a girl as hot as me really have to work for anything? Well, answer me. Good boy. That's what I thought. The next command is for you only. When you hear my finger snap, you'll go into fucktoy mode. You'll be overcome with libido. It'll be all you can think about. No more useless thoughts holding you back. Just a need to fuck. And that will overwrite everything else. And feel free to get rough with me again. Oh, and one last thing. Have the fucking project done by the next time I see you, or I'm really going to get annoyed. Now get out of here, virgin. It's almost time for class. Yeah, I guess you're not a... Whatever. Just get out of my sight now. Oh, and I'll be seeing you real soon.